It's time for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim, of course, joins us every Tuesday morning. He's an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, brings well over 40 years of substantial experience to those subjects and more. Good morning.
The longer you speak, the more I think of a century.
You don't mean in cricket, however, right?
No. I think I have something this morning that's a nice segue, since you were just talking about children. And this is a quote from a friend of mine. And it goes something like this. It's very short, but very potent. And it's about children. And it says this: when your children come home from school, make sure that home is the playground, the paradise. Home represents the kingdom of heaven to children. It's the place to refuel and charge up their batteries. And being a lover of children, having three of my own and three grandchildren, it touches my heart, and it touches my heart going out to you folks. So there we are. That's from a friend, John Roger, who is also a spiritual mentor of mine. That said, moving to the world and some new things, China has created diplomatic relationships with Dominican Republic. Dominica, which had been the ally of Taiwan for 77 years, has decided that there's only one China and that they're now going to work with Beijing, the Chinese, in terms of diplomatic and economic relationships going forward. That said, it is very, very significant on a long-term basis because China has been making forays throughout the world. But I can see this being an established base from which they will probably move into Haiti, which is adjacent. And I don't mean taking them over. I mean working with them economically and financially and politically. And also it opens the door to my beloved Puerto Rico, which is in great trouble. And the Chinese could be of great help in terms of recreating the infrastructure. That said, we as citizens of this country should feel supported by one of the largest, if not the largest, economy in the world coming to our doorstep. It provides a lot of economic opportunity for us if we keep our eyes open and take care of it. However, it does point out one of the big weaknesses in our current administration, which is dealing on the international stage. The administration tends to be more of a bully. And I'll beat you up if you don't want to do what I want to do. So investment-wise, keep that in mind, and keep it in mind for business opportunities, depending on what your business is.
And speaking of opportunities, because, again, we are fully divorced from uncontaminated, let's call it, information about just how to, like, let's say you want to start a small business. Let's say you want to raise money on GoFundMe. Let's say there are all sorts of things that people are encouraged to do because of advertising, which is wonderful. But at this juncture, you know, unless you are, once again, of a certain age and you've had experience with the banking system, you have no idea how to navigate the stuff. You just don't.
Well, I concur with what you're saying, but, you know, not knowing and not having the information honestly just creates a challenge to getting the information and from the information getting the experience. We have at our disposal technology which enables us to research countless opportunities in terms of banking, in terms of possible investing. But it does take work. You just can't flip the button and find out who's giving small loans or who is investing in terms of small businesses. for you folks locally, and we're all local, you know, start with your local bank and just go in and chat with a loan officer about what you're thinking of doing. You know, obviously you'll be doing more with the bank if something works out, and lay your idea out and get some input. It's not necessarily that the bank will say, oh, okay, here's X amount of money, go to it. But you can only develop your plan by talking to people about your plan and being willing to take input, positive input and neutral input, and just input of, well, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that?
And how do you override what I see constantly, to the detriment of just basically good business thinking, but all across the board, it's like, well, submit it online, do it online, and the thing is, you are up against these pages, these forms that are fine, they're templates, but they don't allow for some of the creative interaction that is necessary to structure something. I saw it in publishing the other day. It doesn't matter where you look if you are looking for that sort of thing. And I just, depressing doesn't begin to describe it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just, when I was coming up and trying to learn something about business, I actually had to talk to people.
You actually had what? I'm sorry?
Had to talk to people and find out what they were doing. And then I had to ask, well, why are you doing that? And then I had to make terrible mistakes. And, you know, it's like...
Okay, let me just stop you right there. In my opinion, you just gave the three ways that you begin to possibly start a business, but definitely learn about your possible business, or possibly learn about your possibly non-business. It's a matter of getting up and communicating to people who are in a business. They're very smart people. They're at a bank loaning money. It really depends on what you've created in your own mind, but you've got to get it from your mind onto a piece of paper. And again, the piece of paper rather than the computer at this stage would be a great way to outline what it is you think would be a good business, not just to sell a product, but a business that you would enjoy, a business that would add to your community and would also represent in the long term a profitable opportunity for you. In the short term, there's a tremendous amount of due diligence, research, work to be done. However, the approach to the business must be long-term. You must approach it from the standpoint that, one, I kind of have a great idea, but I have to develop it. That takes time, the research, et cetera. But you have to understand that then you get into where you have a product, where you have to market the product. Marketing the product can be very time-consuming or not. It can be expensive or not. It depends on the product, and it depends on how you present it. But the key is get your idea down very clearly on a piece of paper or papers and outline, one, what it is you want to do, two, why you think it would be helpful to people, three, who is doing this now? Four, look at how people who are doing things similar to what you're thinking about, how are they doing it, including going back to the initial IPOs, new issues of startup companies, and looking at the way they did it, rightly or wrongly. The key is, as you enter into this, it is most important you enter it with a certain amount of humility that I will learn that what I'm doing is great, or I have to do this, or I have to do that, and I'll change. Or I will learn it doesn't work this way, so what way does it work? The key is be honest with yourself and be honest and open to people who you're seeking advice from.
Right.
But the thing is, you need to have a strong intention to create a business. You cannot say, "Oh, I have a great idea. Here it is. Blah 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 blah. And expect in a week you're up and running doing something. It doesn't work that way, folks.
And that is even if you make a Facebook page and tell your friends all about it.
Exactly.
And get your family to invest money in it.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Once and we it's so interesting. Over the years, it has been quite an uphill climb to explain to people why. Because the answer is, but I'm on Facebook. And it's like, great. So therefore, the people that you know, and now Cambridge Analytica, know about you. But how does that expand actually into your customer base?
Well said. Well said. You know so many people on Facebook, but many of them might not have any interest in your product or your service. So you have to. This it's work. I mean,
it
the thing
is work. That is true.
If you look at people who have been successful creating businesses, I'm not talking the big.
I understand.
I'm talking about just businesses. It is hard work. It is steady work. However, the reward, if it works, redundant here, if it works, you do very well financially, not only in dollars, but in independence, which is a great part of why people go into business. They have a good idea, but they also want to be independent, and they wanted to develop the idea so that it's theirs. They've got something they hang their hat on, they're proud of, they're pleased with. They know it's a great service or it's a great product.
The old saying, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. But it's just a reminder that once you get out of the, let's just call it visual, video, information haze, and start, putting your stuff out there, it requires a lot of brain cells and an adaptability that just being constantly online does not necessarily encourage. Because
very, very definitely, and you have to recognize that things generally are in flux. You can look at the beginning of the computer, which was really not that long ago in terms of Apple and so forth, and look at how we've developed and how we keep developing. And it's difficult to know the next change in the curve, but it's important to understand that simply relying on the old ways of doing things might not always represent the best ways of doing them. If you are getting into creation and starting a business is creation, then you have to basically expand your horizons beyond what you see in front of you and say, fine, this is working here and there. What can I do, one, to improve upon that in that given service, we'll say, that you're offering, or shall I change it, and so forth. This is not a daydream exercise. The reason a lot of young people during the technological changes here have done so well is because they were young, devoted, tremendous intention, and had the physical and mental stamina to do the work necessary to get them to the places, because it starts with places, not place, and you build from one place to the next. So if you're going to do something and you're serious, just understand you're entering into probably a very wonderful time in your life of creating something. And if it fails the first time, but you've gotten some learning, then you do it again. It all depends on how much you want to put into it. Starting a business, by the way, is not a part-time operation. That's a way to get yourself into trouble. Because if you're working and earning a salary or whatever, and you start a business, and you begin to find that, well, I can only give so many hours a week to this, and I have a job and do have this. All right, that's fine. As long as after you start doing what you're doing in terms of your business, your service, whatever, you understand that you must start bringing in dollars from the business. You cannot get into the trap of creating something that you're basically supporting through your earnings. So you have to have have great clarity on what you're doing before you enter into this.
And clarity, I think, is a key word, because that's one of those that's one of those old time words. But that's the purpose of actually doing a business plan and sort of sorting out and talking through what it is that you're attempting. But you know, the same thing could be said of life. I hate to broaden it out, but you're going to have a kid. Well, then, you know, how are you? How's this going to work? This all goes back to communication and those steps, not sort of, and this isn't to spike spontaneity. It is to say, it's like, okay, you've got an idea. Let's go through some steps of actually implement. Let's think about what it's going to take to implement. Practically,
your example of having a child is a good one. It's very human. It's very real. And if you're having your first child, you have understood, or you will understand, that it is an adventure. You cannot completely prepare for what is going to happen. Having a child, raising the child, educating a child. You just can't do it. The thing is, it's the same with starting a business. You can only do the best you can, and as long as you put your best effort into it, you'll be at least satisfied with that. But things come up, as with a child. This kid is real smart, and can we do this with him or that with him? They say maybe the violin or something. That becomes a big, big challenge for parents in terms of what is best for the child's psychology, what is best for the family's income stream.
No, and that's a really interesting point, because again, you're dealing with individuals within a group context, and one of the things that this abundance of screenage has created is a group context where the individuality is sort of flattened out because of the medium. What I'm trying to say is the difference between going to a theater and watching a live, for example, a play, and watching a live performance, or going to a concert and watching a live performance and seeing the televised version of that same live performance. It's vastly different.
Exactly. And if we were to take some very simple things away from this conversation, if you're thinking of starting a business, read every possible thing you can on what you're thinking of doing. Not so much just how to do it, but what is it? Define it within this framework of other people's eyes. And then the second thought is communication. Talk. Don't be afraid of somebody stealing, quote, your great idea. Talk with friends. Talk with relatives. Talk with a banker. Talk with people who might be interested in your service or might be interested in investing in a business that you're thinking of creating, whereby you will need some people to work initially with you or eventually with you. Just be open to reading and communicating. And most of all, you have to be honest with yourself. Here's my idea I think is a good idea. Try it out, lay it out, talk it out. And if you get feedback that it ain't so good, fine. Tailor it, tinker it, whatever. It's like an inventor. When he invents something, he doesn't say, voila, and it's invented. Rather, he works on it.
It takes a while. Like a scientist, right. Not voila.
Exactly.
I've sequenced the genome.
You know? You, as a great scientist, know that. That's why I bring it up. All right.
That's it.
Okay. Before we go away, because I feel a hook on my neck.
The hook is right here.
Okay, Captain Hook.
The hook's been trying to get PayPal to do something for the show. This, just so you know.
Okay. Some good reading, Frank Rich in New York Magazine, about Cohn and Trump. It's a great read. John McCain has a new book out. You can catch it on the internet in terms of what he says. Very, very pertinent to where we are as a political society. Know that the stock market, I think, is very vulnerable here in the near term. You've got the president thinking of getting out of the Iran situation, very bearish for the market. That comes up May 12th. Earnings have been good, but the market hasn't been doing that well, but partially because some of the earnings occur from a one-off, decrease in taxes. And lastly, somebody like Caterpillar, a big infrastructure manufacturer, they're not putting money to work investing. They're buying back stock. So I'd be very careful in the stock market.
All right. Much appreciated.
Okay.
And we will talk to you next week.
Lovely to speak with you. Thank you very much. And you have a great week. And remember, when your children come home from school, make it their paradise. Love you all. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. And remember, when your kids come home from school and want to live with you, lock the door.